102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with Rob this morning. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to the Dream Team, my man.
Hey, thanks, guys. What's up?
All right. We understand you need a little help this morning. You're going to seek a pardon from your wife, Mary. Go ahead and tell us exactly what happened.
Well, I've been married to my wife for 7 years, and we're very happy in our relationship. And I usually wake up early and cooking breakfast for her. But lately, I've been making the breakfast pretty bad. And I thought I'd been making it great all along. And she was right. I don't make good breakfast.
Well, there you go. You got to know your limitations, man.
YouTube exists. You can learn.
Right. So you're seeking the pardon for just making just flat out bad breakfast for all of this time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
When you're bad, you're bad, you know?
Yeah. I thought I was doing it right.
How did Mary really feel, Rob?
She was kind of upset that, and my breakfast making skills.
So she finally just came out one day like, dude, if you wake up another Sunday and bring this foolishness in here.
I mean, what are you doing that's so wrong, Rob? What is she telling you?
I mean, she never really specifically told me. I guess she didn't want to hurt my feelings. But recently I had my dad over and I made him some eggs. And my dad's a pretty honest guy. And he straight up told me it was the worst eggs that he's ever had in his life.
Wow. Because eggs are really easy to make, man. If you mess that up, you must be really terrible.
Yeah. And then, like, I asked my wife, and she's just, like, confirmed it. But she didn't want to, like, hurt my feelings. Mm. But she finally told me, like, it's been a while since I wanted to tell you this. And I was like, damn, babe. Like,
so this poor woman put up with these terrible breakfasts for 7 years.
That's incredible.
Well, you know what? It's better that you find out about it because they say 89% of divorces are caused by bad breakfast. So it's probably a good idea that you figured it out.
How's your Pop-Tart game, Rob? That's what I want to know. How's your Pop-Tart game?
I mean, it's on point. You know, I just put it in the toaster. Let's do a thing.
Oh, my God. You are so funny, man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mary. We got to hear Mary's side of the story and find out just how bad this breakfast was. And then we're going to see if she's going to grant you a pardon this morning. How is that, Rob?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Mary, okay, we're getting right to it. How bad was it?
Oh, my God. This poor man burns toast. He doesn't know what salt is. He obviously doesn't know what adobo is.
Clearly. And so you
know, I love you. But you need to stick to sandwiches.
And don't toast the bread either.
Oh, no. He can't even use the microwave.
Oh, wow. Why do you let him cook so much?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, Mary.
He wakes up, he says, baby, I made this for you. I'm not going to throw it in his face.
Yeah, you throw it in the trash, though.
Yeah, for 7 years you sat there and fronted like he was cooking good breakfast.
Bro, I love him.
Wow, well, love will make you do some dumb things, won't
That's
it?
True.
I ain't gonna eat bad breakfast for 7 years for love.
It's
I'll tell y'all
I
that.
I can do the cooking. You can do everything.
Wow.
She told me earlier. You can wash the dishes. I don't need to.
Okay, Rob, she told you, man, if you ain't taking lunch meat, putting it between two pieces of bread, basically you can't be in the kitchen. So,
I tell you, man.
No, you're doing the dishes.
How do you feel about the condition for your pardon?
I mean, I know she's being honest, so I accept it. I mean,
honey, we've been married for 7 years. You didn't need to get on the radio to tell me that I love you.
I know.
Of course, I'm not lying.
I love you too. I just wish you told me sooner. And
hey, Rob, Kimmy T says, there are so many videos that you can go to.
TikTok is your friend. You can learn 60 seconds on TikTok.
How to cook the perfect egg, all of that, man. I'm telling you, there are so many videos that you can learn from. So, yep.
Just stay out the kitchen, Rob. You don't sound very confident, man. It's good to know your limitations.
I'm going to cook for me, but, you know, not for...
That's fine.
All right, so you do have a pardon. Mary is going to pardon you, Rob. That's how it goes.
Sometimes you
get a pardon, sometimes you don't.
Thank you.
Sometimes you get a bad meal, depending on what's happening. That's how it goes down with your dream team. And you beg your pardon right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.